The traditional musician in my country have also helped me understand that the music I don't understand, if it's not in my language, is okay. Music is a universal language.
Since her solo debut in 1988, Angélique Kidjo has been making music that often looked outward from her native Benin, with inspiration from soul, rock, and pop, and recording techniques that were often more technical than traditional. But on her new album, Oyo, Angélique Kidjo is looking back to her own childhood inspirations. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Angélique Kidjo grew up as one of 10 kids, fighting with her brothers to listen to the records that came into the house, records by people like James Brown, Santana, Hendrix, and Miriam Makeba. When Angélique became a musician, those artists would continue to inspire her, and she pays tribute to them on Oyo, with covers of songs from James Brown to Otis Redding. Of course, she does them all in her own unique style, with arrangements and vocals that keep the songs familiar, but make them fresh, too. But the new album's about paying tribute to someone else, her father. When Angélique played a special FUV live show at New York City Winery, I had the chance to talk with her about her dad and about some of her experiences making the album.
I understand the record in a large part was inspired by your dad's passing, and it had you and your husband go back to Benin.
Yes.
You know, was that a big inspiration for you?
Yeah, my husband, he's an intellectual, French intellectual. He has master degrees in philosophy and all kind of stuff. Well, he knows nothing about Africa till I took him there. He realized suddenly that the music in every African country, from villages to villages, changes. It's like you go 2-3 miles to another village, the language is different and the rhythm is different. And I used to tell him, don't count. You white people have the tendency of going 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't do that. You start doing that in African music, oh boy, you are lost. Don't come. That's the first lesson he learned. And he said, but how do they can play like that? I'm like, listen with your body. Listen with your soul. Just let the 1, 2, just let everything that you've learned writing music. We don't write music here. It's a language. Beauty, beauty of arts, beauty of the essence of human beings. I grew up in a family where my father have made available to us every kind of culture that existed out there, music. My father passed away 2 years ago, and the only way for me to grieve, to really get over my grief, was to thank him with all those artists, male and female, from around the world that kept me as an adolescent out of trouble. So this album is a tribute to all those great musician that I was eager to, every time school was over, I would come home and go, what is new, what is new, what is new?
Angélique Kidjo and her version of the Curtis Mayfield song, Move On Up, and Africa. Her latest album is Oyo. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. More from Angelique Kidjo online anytime at WFUV.org.